Lecture topic, Lessons of a Horse.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب بالخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير صدق الله العظيم. Most respected Ulama-e Kiram, brothers and elders, Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif for hidayat, for our guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that is the book in which there is absolutely no doubt. This is the revealed word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala revealed it for hidayat, for guidance. And for us to take the inspiration from the Quran Sharif, for us to receive this hidayat, Allah Ta'ala has given many, many examples in the Quran Sharif. These examples, sometimes there's even the example of a fly. وَإِيَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْ. Allah Ta'ala spells out how futile the worship of idols is, that if that idol, there's some fly came and sat on some food in front of that idol and took it away, the idol can do nothing. What it can do? Or this insan itself, how weak this insan is, that fly came and sat and took some minute particle of its food away, can't catch it and take it back. So somewhere Allah Ta'ala has given the example of a fly also, somewhere about مَثَلًا مَا بَعُودَةٍ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا, even of a mosquito. Allah Ta'ala has given the example of a honey bee, that if insan ponders about this honey bee and what Allah blessed it with and how it functions and how it does what it does, then even just pondering on that would become sufficient for this insan to recognize his Rabb. And then in this surah of the Quran Sharif that was recited, Allah Ta'ala presents the example of a horse. This is also a creation of Allah Ta'ala. And this horse, what qualities Allah has imbued it with, Allah Ta'ala is presenting this to insan, that, oh insan, you are ashraful makhluqat. You are the most noble of all creation. But you can also take a lesson from this lesser form of creation, and you can take very great lessons from it. So Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam in the Quran Sharif, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, not because there's any doubt in what is being said. When insan takes a qasam, then he takes a qasam to try and convince somebody. What I'm saying is 100%. I'm not saying something that is inaccurate. I'm not saying something that is untrue. He takes a qasam to convince somebody of his truthfulness. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to take a qasam to convince anybody about what Allah is saying is true. Allah is the most true. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on many things to show some very great lesson in it, or the importance of it for insan. So likewise in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, several qasams. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on that horse which is now being taken by its master to wage war. in the battlefield. So that horse now also senses where it's going. Horse is a very, very intelligent animal. Not intelligent as man, but within the animals, Allah has blessed it with tremendous amount of understanding and intelligence. So now that horse knows where it's going, but yet, when now it gets the command that it has to move, so Allah Ta'ala describes its movement. Can we imagine this? Allah is describing the movement of this animal. But why is this becoming a point of reflection? Because this animal is now subservient to this master of his, this insan, and completely obedient to this insan's command. And this insan is now giving it the command. It has to now run at top speed, it has to gallop at high speed here. So, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا, Allah is taking a qasam. The qasam of those horses that run in a way that they are panting. Horse doesn't pant if he's just taking a small, slow trot somewhere. When he's running at full speed, now that's a real amount of exertion. And why is this animal exerting itself? For the owner, for the master. And now what speed it's running with, Allah Ta'ala says that فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. When it's running at this full speed and it's galloping on that hard rocky ground, and if this horse is shod, then that manner in which it is striking the ground, it causes sparks to fly. Now that doesn't happen also again if that horse is taking a cool walk somewhere. So now there's a great amount of exertion. It's running at the speed, and then it's running in such a way that it's now, because of that speed, it's stamping on the ground, these sparks are flying. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا. Now it is attacking in this early part of the morning. For our purposes, tahajjud time. In the early part of the morning, at the break of dawn, roughly around that time, so closer to Fajr time, now it's launching this attack. And فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعَا. And still again, running at such a speed that it's leaving a trail of dust behind it. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَا. It goes right into the midst of the enemy line. In the midst of where it can see now all the swords in that period of time, that was the weapons of the time. It can see the swords flashing. It can see whatever other weapons are already visible to it. And it fully understands the danger it's going into. That horse is not oblivious of that. A horse is very sensitive. If a person is not very confident, that person is a little shaky, he is not a good horse rider, so the horse senses it. And if the horse is a little bit mischievous, he'll take his chance with him, try and throw him off also. The horse is very sensitive to all this. It can't sense the danger in front of it, totally can sense it. But despite that, and it knows it's putting its life in danger, but this horse still runs at full speed in that direction. Why? Because the master that's seated on its back is giving the command, you go. So now this horse, at the break of dawn or long before that, on the one call of the master, it was ready. See, many times the horse wants to sleep, it'll sleep standing. Though it sleeps while lying down also, but much of the time it sleeps standing. Why does it sleep standing? Even though it does sleep sometimes lying down, but why should it ever sleep standing for any moment of time? It's out of being ready for the master. That any time the master's call will come, I shouldn't be delaying anything in any way. So in the early part of the morning, on one call of the master, labbaik, horse is ready. And then on one indication of the master, it's ready to exert itself in such a way that it's now striking that ground with that force, that sparks are flying, leaving a trail of dust behind it. And then it can sense the danger. It can sense that this is a life and death situation. Horse is not oblivious to that. But despite all that, it's still running at full speed for wasatna bihi jama'a. It goes and penetrates the enemy lines. Now these are all the qasams Allah is taking, one after the other, qasam upon qasam, on all these aspects that the horse does. And then Allah Ta'ala says, innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. That there's this animal, and this animal is so subservient to its master, and there's insan, that generally, this is insan. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. That says, insan is very ungrateful to his Rabb. This horse does all this for what? Out of obedience to the master. Why it's so obedient to the master? The master feeds it. The master didn't create it. The master didn't give it all its strength and abilities. That owner who owns it, that master, he doesn't provide the oxygen that this horse breathes all the time to be able to survive. All he does is what Allah created, that fodder that Allah Ta'ala created, he presents it to the horse. But for that horse is prepared to give its life for him. For that little fodder that he gives the horse, he provides some, maybe brings the water from the well. Now in that period of time, nowadays he'll get it from on tap around the corner, just a few meters away. He'll put the water for it. He's provided one small little stable. But for that little, that this insan outwardly became the provider, outwardly. Allah alone is the provider. But for this little that this insan appeared to do, that horse is prepared to exert itself for this owner, this master at any time, day or night, repeatedly, and ready to give its life to go in the midst of all that risk, all that danger, without any hesitation, and prepared to put his life on the line, and it often gets killed in the battlefield. For what? In obedience to that owner, that master. He is feeding me. Whereas he's not feeding in reality, he's just the outward means. And what Allah provided, what Allah created, he's just bringing it and putting it in front. Now this is this horse. This is its loyalty to this being who is just outwardly providing for him. But in reality, he can't provide anything. Allah's rizq, giving it in front of the horse. But for that, this horse is ready to give everything. And now insan, Allah has created this insan. Everything is from Allah alone. And all the bounties and ni'mats that this insan uses all the time. And then after everything, innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. This insan is so ungrateful to his Rabb. It's like a nood. There's many explanations. What does this mean? Like a nood. Kafur. One explanation of this is that yazkurul masaib wa yansan ni'am. He all the time remembers all the problems, some difficulty, some challenge, and he forgets. Now that those will be limited, 5, 10, 20. But the countless bounties that he enjoys, he forgets that. So he'll all the time remember this and talk about this and mention this. And all the time this is what his whole discussion will be surrounding. And anybody asks anything, this will be the first thing that will come to his mind, the first part of his whole conversation. But all the countless bounties he enjoys, that's forgotten. Yazkurul masaib wa yansan ni'am. One poet, he's put this in one couplet, and he says, Ya ayyuha al-zalimu fi fi'lihi al-zulmu mardudun ala man zalam. He's addressing, now because this is talking about ingratitude, so he's addressing a zalim. So the person who's making zulm on himself also. And then zulm in his broad sense as well. And, oh you zalim, oh you one who are oppressing, whether yourself or oppressing others. Especially in the case of oppressing others in whichever way. He says, أَظُلْمُ مَرْدُودٌ عَلَى مَنْ ظَلَمْ. That oppression will rebound on the one who has oppressed, on the oppressor. That oppression will rebound on the oppressor. If not today, tomorrow. Not tomorrow, the next day. unless a person has cleared his matters with Allah Ta'ala and with the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, that oppression rebounds. Dunya Allah gives respite. But then sometimes a person takes that respite as now a free rein to do what he wants. He misunderstands the respite. The respite was a chance to come back. The respite was some chance to now turn to Allah Ta'ala, to settle his matters with the makhluk and the creation of Allah Ta'ala, the servants of Allah Ta'ala. He takes it as a free rein. Everything is too good for me. So I can do as I please. Says that zulm will return and rebound on the oppressor. And many a person then cried tears of blood, but it was too late then. And then he says in the next line, إِلَى مَتَىٰ أَنْتَ وَحَتَّىٰ مَتَىٰ تَشْكُ الْمَصَائِبْ وَتَنْسَ النِّعَمْ. Until when and for how long? You're going to keep complaining about some difficulties, some challenges, but keep forgetting about all the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Like as if you enjoyed nothing. Whereas the bounties are countless that we enjoy every moment. But we forgot about shukr. We forgot about being grateful to Allah Ta'ala, expressing that gratitude, verbal shukr. Then together with verbal shukr, the reality of shukr is to become obedient to the benefactor. Allah Ta'ala is the one who's blessed with all these bounties, to now submit to Allah Ta'ala, to be obedient to Him. So the first one explanation is this, that he remembers all the challenges and difficulties and he forgets all the bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Another explanation of kanood, and all these things fit into the word. Alladhi yunfiqu ni'am Allah fi ma'asillah. That he spends Allah's bounties in Allah's disobedience. This is a very, very high level of ingratitude. Allah's bounty and being spent in Allah's disobedience. So Allah Ta'ala is blessed with the ni'mats of all the things that we have. Now to use this in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, this is a very severe matter. So now it's for each one to reflect, myself to reflect, all of us to reflect, that how much have I used Allah's bounties and Allah's disobedience? Is this not ayat now fitting upon me? Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Should I not be making tawbah now? Should I not be making sincere repentance and turn to Allah Ta'ala and then resolve and pledge to Allah Ta'ala that this will never happen again? Meaning we will not now deliberately meditate how to go and spend that wealth that Allah has blessed us in sin, in vice, go and spend it in all the kinds of evils are out there. It's Allah Ta'ala's gift. And it's a test. And the third explanation of this kanood, alladhi yara an-ni'mata wa la yara al-mun'ima. That he's seeing the ni'mat, he's seeing the bounty in front of him, but he forgets about who granted it. All he can see is the bounty, but he forgets the hidden hand behind it. He forgets the giver. So therefore he treats it as he wishes, that this is mine. I can do as I wish. But he forgets that this is the gift of Allah Ta'ala. So this is kanood. And Allah is, so to say, complaining about this servant of his. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. All the bounties Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. The physical bounties Allah has blessed a person with. How is this being used? Is this a form of gratitude or ingratitude? Allah blessed us with the tongue. How is this tongue used? The way we use it, is it part of gratitude or ingratitude? If there's vulgarity coming out of this tongue, is that being grateful to Allah for this ni'mat or ingratitude? The cover up that we sometimes have for ourselves is, but now I just lost it. Well, everybody does it. Will that work on the day of Qiyamah? We'll answer that to the angels on the day of Qiyamah. That, well, everybody was doing it, that's why I did it too. That's the answer that's going to help us on that day. So this tongue, the ni'mat of the tongue, how is used? The eyes. What is the manner in which these eyes are used? Such a great bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The most advanced camera of this age and what will come till Qiyamah. doesn't mean that that camera can be used in any way and every way to take pictures of animate objects is impermissible. But no matter how advanced that camera can become, it can't match that camera Allah has put in this eye in any way. In that one blink of an eye, what processes go in this one, in that one moment that this eye has seen something, all the most advanced cameras of this age and what will still come, nothing will be able to match this creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala called the eye. So now whatever this eye is being used for, is it part of being grateful to Allah Ta'ala? Or is it the opposite? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. The hands, the feet, the faculties Allah Ta'ala blessed us with. All these things, how is it being used? Something to reflect in the light of this ayat. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودِ. Allah is complaining about his banda. What's the problem with this banda? I blessed him with everything and he's using it in my disobedience. And then Allah further says, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. He himself is a witness to it. He knows full well what he's done, how he's conducting himself. And then all the excuses that he makes for him, he's a full witness to himself. And on the day of Qiyamah, all his limbs will also testify against him. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The mouth will be sealed, meaning there won't be any chance to speak any lie on that day. The hand will testify, the legs will testify, every limb will testify. What this person made those limbs do. So this insan himself is a witness against himself in terms of the things that he does and how he conducts himself. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. This is this insan, that his love for the wealth of dunya is very intense. Now there's one level of this attachment to dunya which Allah has created in insan, which is part of the nature of this insan, that he's attached to people around him, he's attached to his own possessions. But when that becomes intense, when it goes beyond a certain limit, the limit is that as far as the believers are concerned, then Allah Ta'ala says that the believers, they have ashaddu hubban lillah. Their love for Allah Ta'ala is more intense than everything else. Everything else is dominated. This is dominant. So when there's a clash, they are tempted towards something, the love of Allah Ta'ala is above it. Say, no, I can't do this. Allah has forbidden this. I can't look at this. Allah has made it haram. I can't speak in this manner. Allah has forbidden that. I can't go to such a place. Allah is not going to be pleased with my going to such a place. The love of Allah Ta'ala is above everything. So therefore these temptations come, these inclinations come, but he easily or even with effort, he will suppress it but not give in to it. Why? That the person who has iman, ashaddu hubban lillah. He has greater love for Allah Ta'ala. Now hear what Allah is saying. This is insan when he slips. When he slips then, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. His love for dunya becomes intense. When it becomes intense, now the lines of halal, haram become blurred. Now he's not so concerned, what I'm doing, is it permissible or not permissible? He might be concerned that he's looking at the ingredients, that these ingredients in this particular product, everything is in order. But he's not concerned about the money he's using to buy it, how he earned that money. So he's looking at the wrapper, but the money with which he's buying it, was that also 100% above board, everything done correctly in how he earned it? Or was there deception in it? Was he cutting corners somewhere? Was he selling things that were not supposed to be sold, not permissible to sell? So now this, when this love for dunya becomes intense, this halal, haram, these lines become blurred. And then the obligations of deen also take a backseat. If that earning of dunya will give him the chance to go and perform his salah, he'll go and perform it. But otherwise, say later. Dunya first. So dunya will become the primary focus And deen also will become a sideline. When? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. When his love for dunya will become intense, this will start dominating his heart. And then when that becomes the condition, then there's no end. There's no line. There's no goal thereafter. The goal never finishes off. What will then become the end? The end will only become the grave. The end will only become the grave, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in Hadith Sharif. This insan has one valley of gold, he'll wish for another. Nothing will fill this greed illa turab. Except when he is buried in the grave, then that will bring an end to it. But until that moment, then even that second valley of gold, he'll want the third. That becomes this insan. There's no end to it. And then you find sometimes you'll hear about somebody has what maybe it might fill a valley of gold, but he's still committing fraud then on top of that. For what? But this is insan. He's still stealing from somebody who doesn't even have probably the wealth of some enough to buy food for the day, but he's trying to now take that, snatch away from that. That last slice of somebody, he wants that also. And he can't even use this for generations. But that becomes the condition of this heart of insan. When he turns away from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and this love of dunya becomes intense, Allah says this becomes the outcome. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Now what is the ilaj? This is the post-mortem of this insan. To start off with, Allah ta'ala presented this animal, this horse. Reflect on this. How loyal this is. Early in the morning, the master just gives one call and it's there. And the muazzin gives us a lengthy call, azan at the time of Fajr. We carry on sleeping. We don't answer the call of the muazzin Fajr time. Zuhar time, we're too busy with something else. Asr, Maghrib sometimes goes away. Isha time, sometimes whatnot is carrying on. Something happens, something don't happen. Why? Because we're too busy with something or the other. That horse is forever ready for the master, because the master gives it that little bit of fodder, some water, one shelter. So he's ready to give his life. So early in the morning, Allah says, وَالْمُغِيرَاتِ subha. Now that's an ayat that should come to our mind at the time of subh, at the time of fajr. That animal is so loyal. What about my loyalty? How loyal am I to my Rabb? Am I ready to now give my time, my efforts? That horse is prepared to exert itself so much. We are in the lap of luxury in fulfilling Allah's commands with every ease and comfort. So this is the point of reflection. So Allah Ta'ala has first given us this point of reflection and then gave us an assessment of our condition. But then the Quran Sharif gives us the ilaj as well. What is the way forward? What's the treatment of this malady and disease? So the malady will be treated by bringing deep down in the heart the reality of what is this life all about and where we headed to. And how short this life is and how quickly we are going to be moving ahead. And then the day of Qiyamah is coming. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Does he not know that when that which is in the grave will be overturned, meaning all that, every person lying in his grave will be resurrected. So already the remembrance of the grave is there. That look, first, this will come, death will come, and each one will be buried in his grave. Meaning each one has to taste from death. So the realization and the remembrance of death, bringing this deep down in the heart, this is not a fairy tale. This is a reality. Every one of us is going to taste this reality. Nobody is going to be spared. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala addressed him in those words, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You will also leave this world. And these people are opposing you, one day they're going to leave as well. Then we'll judge about it on the day of Qiyamah, then they'll see the reality. So even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, this was highlighted about him. So where do we stand? What chance we have? Everybody is going. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was too pleased to go. Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. When he was in the last moments of life, repeated, Ya Allah, you take me unto you. So in any case, this is the ilaj, this is the treatment, to remember death, to sit down and reflect, ponder, that what have I done in my life? Give some time daily. What am I doing? Where am I headed to? How much have I cleansed this heart of all the maladies of the heart? Is my heart attached to Allah Ta'ala or is it attached to dunya? How grateful am I? This horse, an animal, this is his loyalty. This is the amount that is ready to do for its master, ready to risk its life and put its life in danger and give its life for the master. What have I done for deen? What have I done to bring me closer to Allah Ta'ala? To ponder over it. Ponder over life after death. So Allah Ta'ala says that, does he not know that day when everything in the grave will be overturned? Meaning people will be resurrected. بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And everything that is hidden in the hearts will be exposed. What not we hide in our hearts? Person hides things from who not? He's sitting so, in such a wonderful way, in his home, looking like such a wonderful, everything carry on, so loyal and so, everything is so fine. But what's going on in his heart? Wife thinks now there's nobody more loyal than my husband. But Allah forbid what he might be doing on the side. Allah knows. Allah is aware. Some person might think, my parents are thinking, I am the greatest angel around. It might be the case also. And Allah forbid if it's not the case, but Allah knows. Allah is aware. Parents may not know. The husband might not know. And the wife might not know. And maybe the friends around us may not know. And maybe nobody in the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala may know in terms of insan. Allah is aware. And other makhluk of Allah Ta'ala also aware. Kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Allah has created the kiraman katibin, the angels that are writing everything down. They also aware, they're writing it. They're writing everything. And they are even, they become aware of the intentions of this insan. When he therefore intends some sin, they say, Ya Allah, he's intended the sin. Allah says, wait. But then when he comes to the point of committing the sin, he says, now write it down. But when he is determined to commit that sin, he gets a sin of that determination. So Allah is aware. So now on the day of Qiyamah, all this will get exposed. What a person's intentions were. Outwardly it seemed like what a wonderful deed he was doing. But what was the intention behind it? How sincere was it? Allah says, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Everything deep down in the heart will get exposed. Now these are things to ponder over, to reflect. That on the day of Qiyamah will be my condition. And on that day the whole makhluk will be present. And all those who I was hiding from will be also present. And everything will get exposed. The way to get safe from that is to delete it now. With sincere tawbah. With cleaning the heart out of all these evils. Turning to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Begging Allah's forgiveness, becoming loyal to our Rabb, taking that lesson from that horse, and becoming loyal to Allah Ta'ala. And therefore Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَ إِذِلْ لَخَبِيرٌ. That day Allah is all knowing, on that day also, and now also, and forever. But if a person ever thinks he'll get away on that day, Allah is warning him beforehand. Remember, Allah is all aware. Allah doesn't even need the angels to record it. Allah doesn't need it to be written anywhere else. Allah is all aware. This is a system Allah has put in place. For insan to now take more heed. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah gives us all these examples, not just for passing time, but so that we will reflect upon it. We'll give some time. We'll think about it. We'll let this seep down into our hearts. Think about the examples Allah has given. Think about our condition in light of these examples. And how far am I or how close am I to what is being, what I am asked to do, what I am required to do. So this life is passing. We don't have any idea when suddenly our time will come. While we have this chance, We have to turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. These opportunities Allah Ta'ala brought us here, we didn't come just of our own just thought or some decision. It's Allah's tawfiq. Wherever any dini gathering, it's Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq. It wasn't just for the sake of just going and coming, just in order to just now tick some box somewhere or pass some time. But as this is Allah's tawfiq, it's also an opportunity to now take the step in the right direction. And to take that step in the right direction, we will need to make that decision within ourselves. I need to do this. I need to make tawbah. I need to cleanse my life out. I need to turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tomorrow could be too late. Many a person left things for tomorrow, but tonight he was gone. Allah knows best when our time comes. So this is an ayat, a surah of the Quran Sharif, which we recite from time to time, perhaps in our salah, we should be reciting it. Many of us would be knowing the surah by heart, even if a person not a hafiz. So we should recite these surahs in our sunnats, in our nawafil. We should be reciting it, reflecting upon it. We may not know the translation of every word, we know the gist of it. Take this message, take this lesson out of it, and try to bring this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala in our day-to-day life, this loyalty. The time of Fajr comes, I am not lesser than a horse. That horse doesn't hesitate. One call of that master and is right there. I cannot become lesser than a horse. Allah created me insan and made me Musliman, gave me iman. I can't behave lesser than a horse. I can't be wasting time when the azan for Zuhar has gone and now leaving it for some other time. We'll see, I'm feeling a little lazy now. I'll make my salah later, asr, maghrib, isha. No, we can't be lesser than a horse also. If that horse has that amount of loyalty, we should have more. That horse is that ready for his master, we should be more ready. We should be ready to give what Allah has given us. Everything is Allah's gift to us. What we are giving is nothing of ours. Neither the time, the energy, the wealth that is spent, is all Allah's gift. But Allah is very appreciative. Person gives what Allah has given him, Allah appreciates it and rewards him tremendously. Allah opens a way for him, makes his dunya easy for him, takes him safely to akhirat, to the everlasting bounties of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Said Guru Sharif. La ilaha illallah محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Allah, Allahu jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك، والغنيمة من كل بر، والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. إله العالمين، يا الله، oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah. يا الله forgive us, يا الله، يا الله forgive us, يا الله، يا الله out of your grace and mercy forgive us, يا الله. Forgive all our major and minor sins, يا الله. Forgive what we did deliberately and mistakenly, يا الله. إله العالمين، forgive the ummah of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم. إله العالمين، يا الله show your مغفرة on the ummah, يا الله. Show your رحمة on the ummah, يا الله. إله العالمين، يا الله make us your loyal and obedient servants, يا الله. إله العالمين، يا الله you place such loyalty in an animal, يا الله. That is ready to give its life for its master, يا الله. At the slightest call, it's ready, يا الله. إلهو العالمين، يا الله you blessed us and keep blessing us with every bounty we have, يا الله. يا الله yet we have been so disloyal, يا الله. We have been so ungrateful, يا الله. إلهو العالمين forgive our ingratitude, يا الله. Forgive our disloyalty, يا الله. إلهو العالمين make us your loyal and obedient servants, يا الله. إلهو العالمين، يا الله Allah enable us to say لبيك at the time of فجر, يا الله. Enable us to say لبيك at the time of ظهر، عصر، مغرب and عشاء, يا الله. إلهو العالمين enable us to say لبيك and obey your command, يا الله. When we are confronted with the temptations, يا الله, that we lower our gaze because you have said قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. يا الله you enable us to lower our gazes from haram, يا الله. يا الله enable us to hold back our tongues, يا الله, because you have declared وقل لعبادي يقول التي هي أحسن. Say to my slaves to call, say that which is best. Ya Allah, you enable us to hold back our tongues from all evil, Ya Allah. From ghibat, Ya Allah. From lying, Ya Allah. From vulgarity, Ya Allah. From obscenity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enable us to, Ya Allah, say labbaik and fulfill your command, Ya Allah. With regards to our eyes, Ya Allah. With regards to our tongue, Ya Allah. With regards to our hands and feet, Ya Allah. With regards to our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify from all the evils, Ya Allah. Purify from all the sins and vices, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those in any financial problems, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant barakat in each one's risk, Ya Allah. Grant abundant halal and tayyib risk filled with barakat, Ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those, Ya Allah, in any anxiety, depression, worry, sorrow, grief, Ya Allah, remove it with afiyat, Ya Allah. Grant itminan and sukoon to the hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill every heart with itminan and sukoon, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the reality, Ya Allah, that you have placed itminan and sukoon in your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our lives be filled with your dhikr, Ya Allah, with your obedience, Ya Allah, with your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, wherever any Muslim is in any difficulty, hardship, Ya Allah, remove their pain and suffering, Ya Allah. Remove their difficulties, Ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Protect every Muslim's iman and amal, Ya Allah. Protect every Muslim's life, wealth and honor, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters of Palestine, of Gaza, Ya Allah. Allah, you show your maghfirat on them, Ya Allah. You show your special nusrat on them, Ya Allah. You show your special help on them, Ya Allah. Allah, you help them against their enemies, Ya Allah. Grant them victory, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Accept their shuhada, Ya Allah. Accept their shuhada, Ya Allah. Accept the blood of the shuhada, Ya Allah. Make their blood a means of hidayah
spreading on every inch of that land, Ya Allah, and throughout the world, Ya Allah. Bilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, those who are injured, Ya Allah, you grant them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, you open the doors of abundant risk on them, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, remove the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Allah, you put, Ya Allah, strike awe in the hearts of their enemies, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, you defeat their enemies, Ya Allah. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم خالف بين كلمة عدوهم اللهم زلزل أقدامهم اللهم أنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم أخذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت إله العالمين يا الله all those who asked us to make dua for them. All who have raised their hands to this dua, Allah, you fulfill each one's dire needs and pious aspirations. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Grant each one afiyat in every matter, Ya Allah. Afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Allah, our greatest need is to become yours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. Allah, remove us out of the, Ya Allah, clutches of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for too long we have been in the friendship of our enemies, Ya Allah. And the only thing we achieved out of that was misery, Ya Allah, was destruction, Ya Allah, was harm and, Ya Allah, every kind of problem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us your friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your friends, Ya Allah. Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'adaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.